coach some good offensive lines. What does this group do that's so special, that makes them so good?
Well, you know, I think they work extremely well together. And, you know, that's always a big key to the offensive line. When you get the five guys up front and then the tight ends and the backs and certain protection looks and everything, when they're all on the same page and they communicate well together, and that's when they really gel together. And the great thing is, you know, we've got a couple of other guys who have stepped in when the opportunity has presented itself for them, and they've stepped in and haven't skipped a beat. So, you know, we've got a number of guys who've done a nice job for us.
How does it help a quarterback? When you have a line that doesn't allow a sack in 2 weeks, you know, only allow like 14 last year, how does that help a quarterback?
Well, it gives them a lot of confidence knowing that they can drop back and, you know, have time back there and go through the progressions. And when you're not getting hit a lot, it's much easier to make decisions. You know, the best defense is a good pass rush.
Mike, when you hear that term game manager, what do you think of?
Game manager?
Yeah, in terms of quarterbacks.
Well, I don't think we really tell our quarterbacks to manage the game. You know, our quarterback's going to go out there and, you know, be efficient. You know, he's not going to turn the ball over. He's going to be efficient when we throw the ball, and, you know, he's always the fail-safe. But I wouldn't say he's a game manager.
Well, just in general, what do you think of the term game manager to describe quarterbacks? Is it a negative term, or?
Well, no, I don't think it's if you say game manager, I don't want someone to, you know, think that they're going to go in there and not lose a game. I think, you know, when you want a quarterback, I wouldn't say you want a game manager. I think someone who's going to play the game efficiently for you.
Why are Eddie Royal's numbers so far down this year through three games?
Well, we're gonna have a plan each week, and, you know, we're going to put players in certain situations. The quarterback's going to make those decisions and, you know, where to go with the football. And, you know, as you know, we talk about this every week. We've got a number of good receivers here that, you know, all deserve playing time. And, Kyle's going to go through his progressions and, you know, and put the ball where it needs to go. So, I don't have an exact answer, but we're going to do what we think is best as a plan to, you know, formulate certain plays. And certain weeks we're going to have guys catch more balls than others.
But in general, is it that he's been getting covered so well? Is he not open? Or, I mean, what's going on?
No, I don't think it's any. I don't think it's that he's not open. It's just certain plays have gone the opposite direction than him.
How much is Sean Moreno progressing each week? I mean, is his knowledge of the offense growing every week?
Oh yeah, definitely. The more time he gets, you know, the more every game he gets in, and the more time he practices, you know, he's gonna get better and better. You know, he missed some valuable time early on with us, and that's just all part of it. And we said, hey, when he's ready to go, we'll keep building with him. And it's been obvious that he's put the time and effort into with Coach Turner and to figure out exactly what we want him to do.
How did you grade Clady yesterday against Seymour?
He did a very nice job. He did a great job. He, you know, like you guys asked earlier about the offensive line, you know, as a whole, they all did an outstanding job of protecting Kyle, and, you know, did a great job with the run game. You know, ran the ball 45 times, and he did a very nice job on the outside for us.
Do you get the sense that your guys are really buying into what you're teaching, as far as your players? You know, when you present the game plan to them every week, that they are really buying into what you're saying?
I believe so. You know, we try to go up there, and each coach, you know, as a staff, we put a plan together and we sell it to the players the best we can, and just let them understand, if you do it this way, we've got a great chance of winning. And, you know, it's never going to be perfect, but this is how we're going to present it each week, and this is what we think as a staff. We spend a lot of time Monday, Tuesday, throughout the week, depending on what phase we're in, putting the best plan possible together and just showing them, and try to back it up with as much evidence as possible to show them, hey, if they do this and we do this, we should be very successful. And then, you know, they're always going to be the fail-safe for us, because we can't tell you every time what the defense is going to do. There's going to be some plays where players have got to come up to the line of scrimmage and make an adjustment or two, or the quarterback's got to put us in a different play, or the line's got to switch a call, whatever that is, and that's their job.
When you, in general, just in very general terms, on Monday and Tuesday, when you're looking at that film and putting that game plan together, are you looking for weaknesses in their scheme and their personnel? Like, how does that progress? How do you put together that plan?
Everything. We're looking at every little play, every play we can, you know, watch. We all watch endless hours of film on Monday and Tuesday and the rest of the week to try to find an advantage any way we can, whether it's a scheme, a certain play we're going to run, it's a certain player we're going to try to expose. It's a combination of everything, really. What we think is going to be best for our football team to drive the ball down the field and keep the ball as long as possible.
Mike, as you installed the new offense, how much of a help has Jabbar Gaffney been?
It's been great. You know, he's been in the same system. You know, he was with Coach McDaniels for a number of years in New England, so he knows it. So, you know, I think it's always good when you have players that have a great knowledge of the system, because it's good for them every once in a while when they're on their own time watching film and stuff. You know, they can explain certain things. If you've got a guy like that that understands the system when they're all together, not around coaches, or even on the practice field, if one of us are on a different side of the field and something comes up and a young player wants to ask him a question, you know, when you have guys like Jabbar that know the offense inside and out, it's great because he can help all the other guys when needed.
Is he advanced enough? You know, he's broken a couple of plays where he's gotten yards after the catch. Is that familiarity with timing the reason why he's being able to break these plays so early on in the season?
Well, I think it's just a matter of, you know, a guy making plays. We put him in a position and gave him an opportunity at certain times in the game, and you see what he can do when you get him the ball. So, you know, all the guys we have the capability of doing that. It's just a matter of, you know, like we mentioned earlier, certain weeks guys are going to touch the ball more than others.
With what you saw from the Raiders' cover corners, was that a point of emphasis that Brandon Marshall's size could be used over the middle of the field and how well it was executed on Sunday?
Well, yeah, you know, it just goes back to like your earlier question. We're going to try to put a plan together each week on what we think is the best, gives us the best opportunity to be successful. And some of those plays you saw there were examples of what we thought, you know, were going to work best. And Kyle went through a progression, and whether he's going to throw the ball outside, inside, whatever it was, you know, he was going to try to make the best decision he could and go to the right place with the ball.
I know you said earlier, Mike, you don't like the term game manager, but what do you think about Kyle? What makes him good as far as ball security, and is it just his he's got a good sense of when to throw it away, when to tuck? And
we know each week he's getting better and better at that. He's got a long way still to go, and he'll tell you the same thing, I believe. And it's just a matter of getting more and more comfortable in our system. When you know, we throw a lot at those guys, and we've done that from day one. And you know, we always want the guy out there to go out there and be aggressive. But you know, I like to always say, do the next best thing. You know, we're going to call certain plays in a game that we hopefully get the certain coverage out there. But when it's not there, he's got to do the next best thing or throw the ball in the margin of error to where if we don't get the ball, they don't. You know, and put it in the margin. When I say throw the ball in the margin of error, is if you're going to throw an out route or whatever, throw it low and away to where if, you know, one of our receivers can't get it, they don't get it. And I think he's learned, you know, where to go with the ball in certain situations. And, you know, you're never going to show him every look possible. But, you know, once he understands the system inside and out, the way he's doing it, you know, more often than not, he's going to make good decisions.